Blog Talk Radio.
All right. This is Watchman on the Wall. This is End Time Global Link Ministry coming to you from Warren, Ohio, and down there in Texas. Brother Simmons, Elder Simmons, going to be on today. We're going to talk about nothing but good news. That is Jesus Christ is Lord, coming back again to get a church without a spot or a wrinkle. He ain't coming back to get my church or your church. He's coming back to get his church that he purchased with his own blood. Nothing but the blood of Jesus Christ can save humanity. Amen. Your good works, your good looks, your money, your fame, your glory, your status quo, it can't get you right with God. The only thing that can get you right with God is the cross of Christ. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, God himself manifested in the flesh, seen of angels, justified by the Spirit, received up in the glory, coming back again very, very soon. Sooner than I think he is. He might be here tomorrow, and that probably ain't soon enough. Before I get through with this radio broadcast, come before then. I don't know, but I'm going to tell you one thing. You better get ready. You better get ready, because if you're left here after the rapture, you're going to have to go and face the tribulation period. You're going to have to face the seventh week spoken by Daniel the prophet. And we are in getting ready to walk into it right now. I mean, it ain't no blindfold. It's right loud in the tunnel. And me and Brother Simmons going to break it down for you through the word of God. We're not only here for fame or glory. We're not only here to try to make a name for ourselves. The only name that's above every name is the name of Jesus Christ. He is the Savior of the world. Don't you forget it. I don't care who you are. Don't you forget it. It ain't no preacher. It ain't no deacon. It ain't no prophet. It ain't no status quo. It's Jesus Christ. The only way a man can get back to God, and that is because he is the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Before we get into anything else, Brother Simmons going to introduce himself. Amen. This is Brother Bazard. Amen. Been preaching the gospel for at least 57 years. Amen. Preaching the sound. I mean sound from the word of God. I'm not playing with nobody. I'm not playing with myself. I'm not playing with no preacher. I'm not playing with no sisters. I'm not playing with nothing. Amen. That's going to interfere me with the word of God. I want you to continue to pray for us as we go into this session. And I've been knowing Brother Simmons for almost a year. Amen. We got connected up through Brock Talk Radio through Brother Oliver. Amen. And we've been on ever since then. And we can't do nothing without the Lord, and we can't do nothing without each other, because we're going to be talking about the same thing. Jesus Christ can save, and he's coming back again. Brother Simmons, go ahead and take out, introduce yourself. And then you can take us on in prayer, and then we're going to get right down to the nitty-gritty.
Amen. Hello, you there, brother?
All right, brother. It's
all
yours.
Right, amen. All right, amen. Amen. Good to be here. Amen, amen. It's actually Brother
amen.
Jackson. Amen. Brother Jackson. Amen. You kept saying
it's
Brother Simmons.
Jackson. Okay.
Yes, that's all right. So, you're all right. Amen. No problem. Amen. But it's
get
good
right,
to be bro. Back. You're all right, brother. You're all right. Amen. But it's good to be back. Amen. On the air. It's good to be in the land of the living. We are grateful for our life, our soul, our health, our strength. We thank the Most High for the many blessings that he has bestowed upon us as his children. And we are grateful for this opportunity called salvation, and that those of us that have taken advantage of this opportunity, amen, salvation is near. It is very near, and we are so glad that Christ died on the cross for our sins. I know that I am.
Yeah.
Amen. I know that Elder Bazaar is glad as well, because if we look at the world, amen, I'm beginning to hear a lot of people say, amen, that the world is just, it's like it's getting worse and it's not going to get any better, amen. And I've noticed that myself, that the love of people is waxing cold. And I believe the Bible says that in these last days that the love of many is waxing cold, amen. So pray for me, amen, as I'll be moving around through the great state of Texas. Just be praying for me, amen. And I'll be doing the same for you. Amen. The main thing that we stay rooted in the Lord and we keep our head up and we continue to move forward. Amen. So we're going to get into this word today. We're going to talk to you about eschatology, which is the study of end time events. As again, as stated, amen, Paul said that we are to look at the times and the seasons. Amen. We can look at the times and the seasons that we're in, and we can tell that it's not the same as it used to be. Amen. And I'm talking to people who are maturing in, age, people who are, you know, above 60 and 70 years old said that in all their life, amen, they've never seen nothing like what's going on now. And so we have to be aware of what's going on in people and the things of this day and age and time because, again, people don't have love like they used to. People don't have morals like they used to. People don't care like they used to. Everybody's trying to get over now. Amen. And this was actually happening before the pandemic hit. That's just the mindset of people.
Come on now.
People want something for nothing. Amen. That's what I'm realizing. Uh-huh. People want something for nothing.
For nothing.
Amen. They want something for nothing, brother. There used to be a time to where, you know, if you drop some money out your wallet or if you dropped your wallet, you know, people would say, ma'am, sir, you know, you dropped your wallet, your purse, you dropped some money. But now people look for those opportunities that you know, if you don't see it, amen, they gonna capitalize on. They're going to take advantage of it.
And that's what
people, amen, they capitalizing, brother. And people, that's sad. That's all the world's about now, capitalization. Big corporations, they just want more money. They're already billionaires. Now they're trying to become trillionaires. Amen. They got people who you think would be content. Amen. Got billions and millions of dollars. Amen. They still not happy. Amen. But the Bible says, what profit a man to gain the whole world and to lose his or her own soul. That's right. Amen. So at the end of the day, this is just worldly possessions. Amen. And make no mistake about it, I believe that we are definitely getting closer and closer to the return of our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Yes, are,
amen.
Brother.
I keep seeing things on the news and on the TV. And, amen, we're not trying to pinpoint and say that we know exactly when he's going to come because he said in his word that no man knows the day nor the hour.
Yes.
But we want to continue to watch. Amen. Paul said we are supposed to watch.
And
what are we watching for? We are watching for the return of our Lord and Savior, the Christ. Amen. We are looking for his great return. And I long for it, brother.
Yeah.
And I know you long for it. Amen. I wake up daily.
Yeah.
Amen. I know there are some good days and there are some challenging days. Amen. But I have more good days, amen, than challenging days. And though it may be that I have more good days than challenging days, I still look forward to our return of our Lord and Savior, amen.
Yes.
A day when he's going to rescue us from sin, when he's going to rescue us from this world, and most of all, rescue us from the things to come, which is the great tribulation. I'm so grateful that the church is not going to be here during the great tribulation.
Right.
We thank him for his
grace
and mercy because why? The church has been through tribulation. 2,000 years of persecution and tribulation, amen. And some places have been more challenging than others with the tribulation, amen. But the church is going through tribulation right now and persecution
right now.
But amen, we will not be here for the great tribulation. We
great
will not
tribulation.
Be here. Amen. That's right, brother. We will
amen.
Not be here. Amen. Daniel the prophet spoke of a time on earth, amen, that's going to be so bad that it has never been a time like it in recorded history or past history, nor to his time, nor any time after that. That's what Daniel the prophet said. And then Christ came right behind him, amen, over in, I believe it's Matthew's the 24th chapter. He said the exact same thing. He said, amen, there has never been a time like it. He told his disciples, not even till now, nor will there ever be after that, any time like that on this planet. Amen, amen. As I was traveling, amen, I through the great state of Texas, I know how beautiful and large and great the landscape, amen. But all
yes.
that's going to go through tribulation. The earth is going to be
yes,
torn
is.
Up. Amen. It's going to be torn
yes,
up. Amen. For judgment. And not to any fault of the earth, but to the fault of mankind. Choosing to be
Whoa,
rebellious.
No.
Amen. Choosing to
amen.
Ignore God. To be prideful. Arrogant. Amen. And we have to also include ignorant. Amen. Because Paul said,
yes,
brother, I would have you not what? Ignorant. And this is not ignorant because you don't know. This is ignorance by choice. You're choosing not to know. Amen. That's why
Come
Paul
on,
said when he said, brother, I would have you not to be ignorant. I mean, let me teach you. Let me inform you. Let me train you. Amen. But some people turn their backs on God. Now, in fact, not some. The Bible says most. The majority of people in this world is going to be lost.
Lost, brother, you're right.
Huge number. Huge number is going to accept the mark of the beast. Amen. And then I'm going to get ready. After this, I'm
yes,
going to get ready to say a word. I'm going to turn it back over to the brother. Amen. You don't have to worry about the mark of the beast if you've already received your salvation. Amen. I keep seeing people talking about the mark
That's
of the beast
right.
on
That's
social
right.
media. Amen. And apparently they have not read nor studied Revelation. If you study Revelation, you'll see that the mark of the beast is going into the last 3.5 years of the Great Tribulation.
That's right.
The church will not be here. Amen. The 144,000 will be here. Amen. Those that have not yet received salvation that will go into the tribulation, that will choose not to receive the mark.
Come
Amen.
On, man.
They'll have a choice. Amen. To either have
That's
their
right.
head cut off. Amen. Or to receive the mark.
Come on.
And I told this
Come
sister
on.
The other day, whatever you do, if you find yourself here during the Great Tribulation, do not accept the mark of the beast. Amen. Let them cut your head off Woo. If necessary and receive Christ. Amen. So
Come
with
on.
That being said,
Come
we're going to go ahead and say a prayer, and we're going to turn it back over to the brother. We're going to go ahead and get into this word today. Amen. It's a blessing to be here. I'm so grateful to be here.
That's all right,
so grateful
brother.
To be alive. Amen. Amen. Likewise, brother, it's good to hear your voice. Always good to hear your voice, brothers. I love you. And I thank you for inviting me on to be here. Amen. I'm thankful for my wife and children and their salvation.
Amen.
So let us pray. Amen. Almost gracious
Amen.
Heavenly Father,
Father
we come thank
Jesus.
You. Amen.
Go ahead.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity one more time. Coming in your presence,
Amen.
We ask you right now that your Holy Spirit anoint
yes.
your servants today to break the word of life that somebody may come to the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, realizing
yes,
that there's a possibility, if you miss the rapture, Heavenly Father, that someone may learn something from this your teaching to know what to do after the rapture if you don't make it during the rapture. We just want to teach the people, proclaim to the people, Jesus Christ is the only way that a man can receive God into their lives, because we realize that the Bible said the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld the glory of the only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father. We recognize that Jesus Christ is God Almighty in the flesh, and that he died on Calvary's cross for our sins, that through him we can have eternal life. And this eternal life is permanent, Lord. We realize that many people are living in doubt, realizing that some believe that they can lose their salvation. But once you receive Christ, you're in him forever, because you're bought with a price. You're sealed with the Spirit until
Amen.
The day of redemption, that they come to the knowledge that God is so good, so loving, so merciful. He don't want to see nobody perish in the eternal lake of fire. And that's why Satan
Amen.
Is so mad at the Christian, mad at the Jew. He's mad at anybody to stand for the cross. If you don't stand for the cross, the devil got you. But if you stand behind the cross, above the cross, in the cross, on the side of the cross, Jesus Christ recognizes that Satan can't touch you. In Jesus' name, as we go into the lesson this morning, this evening, this afternoon, let it be very, very benefit to the souls of men. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen.
Amen.
All right, what's my part of with a little bit this afternoon, amen, I want to instill in those that are listening, we want to instill in you that we want to pinpoint this is absolutely the last generation up on the planet.
Yeah.
This is the last generation. up on the planet. No doubt about it. No, I don't have to beat around the bush and try to guess at it. It's all in the Word of God. This is the last generation, and the reason, or one reason why I'm up on generation so well and so equipped to tell you anything about what the Word of God says, not what I say, because I ain't got nothing to say. You take the Bible away from me. You take Jesus away from me. I ain't got nothing to tell you. But when Jesus Christ came into my life and me studying the Word of God, I got everything to tell you. I got to tell you right now, please listen to me. Please, if you don't do nothing else, please listen to me. This is the last generation up on the planet. And you say, well, Brother Bazaar, Elder, where you get this at? I get this from what Jesus said in Matthew's about the fig tree. I won't be able to get to the scriptures that fast, amen, because I don't want to take them to the line, but you can read it in Matthew about the fig tree. Jesus said, when you shall see the fig leaf budding on the tree, you know that the time is nigh. And figs represent Israel in the Bible. Remember that. Figs represent Israel in the Bible. The fig tree represent Israel in the Bible. Jesus said, when you shall see the fig leaf budding, you know that the time is nigh. The question is, when did the fig leaf start budding? The fig leaf start budding in 1948, May the 14th, Israel. Listen to me. This is very important. This is unique. Amen. This is extravagant. This is what the world is trying to deny, that this is the last generation. There's no other generation after this one. The reason why, because the fig leaf is already budded. The fig leaf is completely budding right now. Why? Because in 1948, Israel became a nation for the first time over the period of 2,600 years after the calling away from Jerusalem into the Babylonian captivity. When the Jews were taken into the Babylonian captivity in 606 B down to 584 BC, amen, Israel has been wandering all over the planet until 1948. That's when the fig leaves start budding. When the fig leaves start budding, it will take exactly 80 years for this thing to come to pass. Now, listen to this. Amen. This is time. This is months. This is hours. This is minutes. 1948, Israel became a nation. In 2021, listen, 2021 concludes. May the 14th, 2021, May the 14th, Israel has been a nation. Good God Almighty. Woo, this is awesome. Has been a nation for 73 years. Ever since you became a nation, the other nations have tried to eliminate the Jewish people from the land. Now, the land, it belongs to the Jewish people from the time of Moses. When Moses brought them out of the land of Egypt, brought them up to the land flowing with milk and honey, God caused them to have that land. But because of the rebellious house of Israel, God let them be driven away from the land. But the land still belonged to the Jewish people until 1948. They became a nation. And God said, I'm going to give the land back to you. And when I start giving the land back to you and you start coming back into the land, I'm getting ready to come back to the earth. I'm getting ready so the Jewish people are back in the land for 73 years. And every time you turn around, the Arabs, the Iranians, the Persians, the Ethiopians, the Libyans, Russia, China, all these nations is trying to get Israel to give up their land. Well, there'll be hell and high waters before God gives up the land to any other nation but the Jewish nation, because that's the nation that God used all through the Bible from Genesis all the way to Revelation to the dead end. And so now Israel has been a nation for 73 years, and that's a generation. But the Bible tells me that there's another 7 years to come up. And if you would add, listen to me, if you would add 7 on to 73, you got 80 years. That's one generation. And that generation is in 2028 to 2029. That's the end of the generation. So the tribulation period has to happen very soon in order for it to be fulfilled. And God don't lie. God's on time.
Right.
He may not come when you want him, but he's on time. And so now the Jews are going through a war. And this war, we end up to World War III that will lead up into the Battle of Armageddon. Because
Amen.
The nations of the world trying to get rid of the Jewish people. Why is the Gentiles trying to eliminate the Jewish people? Number one, God's chosen people. And since God has chosen the Jews to do what? To be the nations of the nations of the nations of the world, only one nation, to show all other heathen nations that there's only one true living God sits in heaven, sits high and looks low. He will rule the Jewish people at the end time. And so Satan says, I hate the Jew. Why does Satan hate the Jew? He hates the Jew because they are the ones that wrote the Holy Scriptures. By God's power
Amen.
And the Holy Spirit, such men as Ezekiel, Daniel, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Hosea, those men were Jewish men, and God filled them with the Holy Ghost, the right, the past, the present, and the future. And guess what? Every scripture, every dot, every comma, every semicolon, every exclamation mark is on time, because this generation will exactly end within the next 7 years. Not the end of the world now, don't get me wrong, but the end of the age. It will end between 2028 and 2029, because the seven-year tribulation has to be fulfilled to make it at 80 years. And the Lord said in the book of Psalms, he said, three score and ten, I'll give you 70 years, and it may be 10 extra years to make it an 80-year generation time. Now, I've been living since 1944. Israel became a nation in 1948. I was 4 years old, didn't know nothing about it. But as I grew in this generation and the Lord called me to the ministry, I was born right on time to let you know that my time is running out, your time is running out, the world's time is running out, the preacher's time is running out, the sister singing in the choir is running out, the deacon's running out, is running out of time. And I'm so glad. I'm so glad God brought this year coronavirus. And if you want to think I'm a little dogmatic about it, because let me tell you, when the churches get back together, if they ever get back in the plane, they can't be preaching prosperity. They can't be preaching all this education. They can't be preaching. They got to preach saved Jesus and him crucified, and that he's coming back again to get a church without a spot or wrinkle. And the Bible says anything is not holy, God don't want it. And the only way you can be holy is through the blood of Jesus Christ, because the Buddha can't do it. The Shintoist can't do it. The Islam can't do it. The Jehovah's Witness can't do it. The Baptist can't do it. The Presbyterian
Amen.
Can't do it. No occult religion can do it. The only way that a man can get to heaven, get me now, you better talk to Nicodemus, because Nicodemus thought he could get there by his own Judaism, and he can't get to heaven by Judaism. And the Lord told him that you must be born again, not of the flesh, but you got to be born of the Spirit. And Nicodemus said, now look, I'm old, I'm gray, I'm feeble, and I go back into my mother's womb the second time. And Jesus said, and verily, verily, I say to you, unless a man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot. He cannot. I don't care who you are. My brother, let me tell you, whoever's out there listening to us, I tell you, I love you to death. I love everybody. I love every race, every creed, every color, every background. I love the ugly, the pretty. I love those that hate me. Why? Because let me tell you, there ain't no way you can get to heaven on your own works, on your own looks. You must be born again. So this is the last generation.
Amen.
This war that's going on in Jerusalem, it will last 7 years, because it ain't over yet. It ain't over yet. And the reason not is not over, because Satan now, and Lucifer, and all his demons is trying to eliminate the Jewish people. And they can't, they will not, God will not permit it. He is going to restore Jerusalem. He's going to restore the Jewish people to be the head of all nations. So the war that's coming up in Jerusalem right now is going to continue until 2029, because by 2028-29, there's going to be another battle, which is called the Battle of Armageddon, and that's when Christ comes back with the church. Oh, my God, listen to what I'm saying. Christ is coming back with the church, and the word of God has to be fulfilled. Jesus said, heaven and earth shall pass away. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word will never pass away. It will abide forevermore. My friends, let me tell you, if I don't tell you nothing else, this is your last generation up on this earth. The brother just said ahead of me that the world is going crazy. People are going mad. There's preachers now they stop preaching. They can't preach no more because in the first thing, they weren't preaching nothing in the first place. And so now they can't preach nothing but what? Save Jesus and him crucified, and then he died, and then he arose again from the dead, and he's coming back to get a church without a spot or wrinkle. That's all you can preach. You can't preach nothing else. And people go around and talk about, well, I've been in the church for 40 years. I don't care if you've been in there until you look like the front door of the church. You can go to church till you can go on right on down to the bottom step of the last basement step and go on to hell, because going to church is not going to save you. You must be born again. You got to come to Jesus Christ. And all this lip service that people are giving out in the house of God, talking about, I know the Lord and living like the devil, and you're cussing like the devil, you're cheating like the devil, you're gambling like the devil, and you're doing all this stuff, calling yourself a child of God. How can you say you love the Lord and you're doing the devil's work? Uh-oh, you're a hypocrite. And the Bible says there's no hope to a hypocrite. And you want to know what a hypocrite is? A hypocrite is somebody that's doing a whole lot of lip service with a whole lot of lip experience, but don't have no heart experience. You've got to have a heart experience with Jesus Christ, because Christianity is not a religion. Christianity is a relationship with Jesus Christ. And he's coming back as a Jewish Messiah, and he's a Jewish Messiah to the Jews, and he's a Jewish Messiah to the Gentiles, because the Gentiles was grafted in. When they were grafted in, they became the church. When they became the church, they came to church through the Jewish people, because the Jewish people was the first one that opened up the church, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost, and they rejected Jesus Christ. And the Lord said, I'm going to stir up some jealousy amongst the Jewish people and go to the Gentiles. And since the Gentiles have received Jesus Christ, now the Gentiles are boasting that the God is through with the Jews. But I got some news for you, and it's good news. God is not through with the Jews, because he's going to use them in the tribulation period. God is going to use the Jews in the tribulation period, the 144,000 and the two witnesses. This is the last generation, my friend, and I advise you, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, salvation is free, absolutely free. You don't have to be die. Stop down on your head and confess Jesus Christ. You can be in the toilet, sitting down, doing what you got to do, and confess Jesus Christ. You can confess Jesus Christ yourself if you repent and say, Lord, I am sorry. Wherever I am, I'm sorry. Save my soul. I'm willing to turn from my wicked ways and my wicked doing. I'm tired of playing the hypocrite. I'm tired of talking Jesus Christ and don't know him in my personal Savior. And you can let Christ come into your life. Why? Because we are living in that Laodicea church age, the last church age up on the planet. And just to verify that before I turn it over to the brother, let me tell you again, and I'll tell you if I did, I come from my grave and tell you, the tribulation period is not for the church. The tribulation period is not for the church. The church has already went through hell and high waters from the day of Pentecost until Laodicea. The church will be excommunicated by the trumps of God, shall descend from heaven, and to tell me the dead in Christ going to get up out their grave, take off that old mortal body and put on immortality. And we that remain alive shall be caught to meet the Lord in the air. My friends, this is the last generation. You can spend all the money you want. You can take vacations if you want. You can take the mask off and say, well, we're over the corona. But let me tell you, one thing you ain't got over. You ain't got over to Jesus Christ yet. You ain't gave your life to Jesus Christ yet. And if you ever give your life to Jesus Christ, corona or no corona, if you die and leave this planet without Jesus Christ accepting him, you're going to die and burn in hell. And I didn't say that. The word of God say that. What profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? Don't let your soul be lost. Don't let it be lost. Please. I don't care if you're a prostitute. I don't care if you're a liar. I don't care if you're a racial mongrel. I don't care if you're a Ku Klux Klan. You could belong to the NAACP or whatever you. That ain't going to get you to heaven. You need to know Jesus Christ is your personal Savior, because one thing, the only one thing is going to enter the kingdom of God, and that is the love of God. The love of God,
amen,
is the only thing that's going to dwell in heaven, because the Bible says there's three things. There's hope, love, and faith. The greatest of these is love. The Bible says God,
amen,
is love. Nothing but,
amen,
love. All over. Nothing but love. Love in the morning. Love at night. Love, love, love. And he said, if a man say he loves God, I'm getting ready to shut it down, give it to the brother. If a man say he loves God, he is brother. He is a liar. And the
That's
truth
right.
is not in him. Now, I didn't
That's
say
right.
that. The Bible says that. So you walking around here being a liar, talking about you love God and hate your brother. My friends, this is a generation in which I will see. I know I will see. That I'll see Jesus Christ come back from heaven. I'll see that. I'm not going to die. I ain't worried about die. And if I die,
amen,
the Lord must be more in heaven than he want me here. But I know he want me here so I can tell somebody that Jesus
amen.
Christ can save anybody. Brother, go ahead and take it on in there for me.
Amen, brother. You're doing awesome. Amen. I was enjoying listening to you. Amen, brother. Amen. I tell you one thing, brother. You said something when you said God is love. If you don't have the love of God in your heart, you shall not see the kingdom of heaven. You will not see his face. Amen. That is so much the truth. So much the truth. So many people are just attending church and have no love. They are cold-hearted. Amen. My wife was just talking about that the other day, talking about the church that she attends. Amen. People are just not the same. You know, they don't show
no
love. They're not welcoming. They're not loving. I'm telling you, it's going to be so many people when Christ come back that's going to be disappointed. They're going to still be here.
You right, brother.
Amen. Amen. And the
scripture you right.
says it. Amen. We got the scripture to prove it. In fact, before I go into what I'm about to go into, let me go over there real quick. It's in the book of Matthews. Amen. Because I like to show you. Amen. Matthew,
right.
let me see, I think it's like the sixth or seventh chapter. Let me see where it's at. Let's read what it says. There it is. Amen. This is what it says. Amen.
All right.
This is Matthew, the seventh chapter, verse 13 and 14.
Come on now.
Verse 13 says, enter ye in at the straight gate,
for
wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many, it didn't say a few, it didn't say some, it didn't say half, it said many. When it says many, that means more likely more than half, by far.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Many
yes, sir.
There be which go in thereat, meaning into
All
destruction.
Right.
Now, if you remember the scripture, amen, I believe it's St. John, I believe it's the third chapter, verses 15 and 16, where it talks about if you believe with your heart. I mean, not believe with your heart, but if you believe in Christ, amen, that you will not see destruction. Amen. And so
That's right.
over in, it said that you shall receive everlasting life. And that you shall not perish. Well, perish is destruction. That means that you don't have
yes,
salvation.
That's right.
And what the scripture is saying is that so many people, this is just not out in the world, because see, what many people believe is that there's this huge, large number of people that's saved. It's not. there's a huge, large number of people who are religious and that receive that. Amen. They're religious, brother, and they may attend religious services, but they are not saved. They do not have salvation. They have not yet received Christ as their Lord and Savior.
The only way
you can receive salvation is to confess with your mouth and to believe in your heart. And the scripture says that thou shalt be saved. That's what the scripture says. Amen. Amen. So there's a lot of people that has not confessed with their mouth and truthfully believe, amen, in their heart. Amen. And therefore, they are not saved. And this is why the scripture says many, amen, will go, into destruction. This is the lake of fire. This is everlasting punishment. Amen. Because they have not received Christ in their heart. Amen. As I believe the
Come on now.
Early, amen. You have to go to the cross on your own. Amen. You can't rely on family members. You know, big mama and big daddy can't go to the cross for you. Your mama and daddy can't
save
you. Amen. You have to receive salvation. You mean that you have to confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, truthfully believe in your heart yourself. And from that, you will receive the Holy Spirit. And because you receive the Holy Spirit, now you can practice love, real, true agape love, unconditioned brotherly love, amen, which we talked about the church of brotherly love, which is what? The church of what? Philadelphia, amen. That's the church of brotherly love, amen.
Brotherly love.
And so I want to share that with you because this is what verse 14 says of Matthew, the 7th chapter. It says, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few, amen, you see that? And few there be that find it. Amen. So in other words, that's not talking about the people out there that's in the world. We know that they're not saved, but it's also referring to those that go to church. Only a few people in church, and I gave you, amen, I gave you a number scale, a percentage scale, in which I believe, because if you look at the 7 churches that Christ gave to John to give to the leadership in churches, amen, what did he say? What did he say to the leadership? Amen. He said that to get ready, there was only 2 churches that didn't have condemnation. And if you do the mathematical division, amen, 2 out of 5 or 2 out of 7 ain't that good, amen. That's less than half the last time I calculated. Amen, brother. And in fact, the calculation that I got was about 28% to 29%. But I'm not talking about the people outside of church. We're talking about people that actually attend churches in the entire world. So out of 100% of the population of people that actually attend church, less than 30% will actually be called home into glory. Amen. That's throughout the entire church. That means now and throughout the entire church, it means that the majority of the church was lost. Why? Because men have crept in unawares. Amen. Deceitful men. People in the pulpit that's only after money. They're after gain, prestige. These people are also after sex and everything else that they can get their hands on. They're after worldly, materialistic gains. And the brother said that we are in the Laodicean church. And if you read about the Laodicean church, they was after gain. The scripture says over in Revelation how they acted like they was better than everybody else because they had things. They said that I have what? Need of nothing. Meaning that they was well off, amen, financially. But they didn't need nothing. And if you're not careful about that, Christ talked about being rich. Amen. So rich comes in different forms, amen. Not just in money. You could be rich in friends. You could be rich in prestige. You could be a well-known person, amen, around town. Amen. You could be rich in so many different ways. And he talked about being rich because if you love the world, then, amen, guess what? Amen. You turn your nose away from God. Amen. That's what the scripture is dealing with. Amen. Because he says over in Revelation, the 3rd chapter, amen, watch what it says. It says, verse 17 says, because thou sayest, I am rich. Now, this is talking about rich in things. Amen. We know it's talking about materialistic things because why? Right behind I am rich, it falls and says, and increased with what? Goods. What is goods?
All right.
Things of this world. Amen. This is materialistic, natural things. Amen. And so it says that you have been rich in material and said, I have need of what? Nothing. Well, who talk like that?
Nothing.
People who have plenty of money in the bank, plenty of so-called friends. They only got those friends because they got a lot of money. They have plenty because of their name, because of who they are. Amen. They have plenty of friends and money and prestige and position and power. Amen. It says, and knowest not that thou art what? Wretched. Now it's getting into the soul.
Yeah.
Amen. It talks about materialistically. Yeah, you are good and well materialistically, but spiritually you are messed up. It says that you are wretched. And watch this. And it says, and miserable. And poor. It's not talking about poor in materialistic things, because the scripture, Christ established that you are well in materialistic wealth, but it says in spirituality you are poor. And then it says that you are
poor.
Blind. Why are they blind? Because they are not hearing and seeing the scriptures. They're not doing what the word of God has commanded them to do. That's why they're blind. They can't see the word. We teach the word that thou say. Once saved, always saved, amen, yet you have the Holy Spirit, but you must confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, and salvation is by believing and not of works, lest any man could boast, amen. See, you have to believe these things. You have to know these things, amen. The word said that thou art blind, and they are blinded by what? The world. Satan has blinded. Satan has blinded them. Amen. Satan has used worldly things to blind people. Amen. I told you before, our working people are so dependent upon their money. They call and check their accounts 2 or 3 times a day. Every day they got to call and check the money in their account. Amen. Why? Why? Amen.
Come on.
They are so dependent on this world. Amen. They will be lost. If they lose everything, there are people that will kill themselves. Amen. If they lost everything. Amen. So we don't want to do. We don't want to be like that. Amen. We want to be a blessing. Amen. To those that are lost. We want to teach the word and preach the word. Now watch what it says. And it also says, and naked. No, what is it talking about, and naked? Is it talking about with clothes? No, if they rich, they can afford clothes. Amen. So they ain't talking about naked on this earth. They are clothed. They have the finest. Amen. It said that they are naked. What? Spiritually. Amen.
Spiritually.
Deep word. Spiritually. Amen. We are talking about the lost, amen. We're talking about the church, amen. We're talking about getting ready for the return of Christ, amen. We can feel it, amen, that spiritually, amen. This is why this is such a hot topic and why it's being talked about so much, that Christ is on his way back. Because why? We know, because Paul said the times and the seasons, amen. We can look at the times. We just talked about how cold people are. Man, people will cut you off in traffic. People will throw you a finger. People be ready to fight. Amen. All this different stuff that's going on in the world. Amen. We can see it right now. Amen. We can see it. All these things that are taking place in the world. Amen. People are just so mean to one another. People don't want to talk. People look at you crazy. Amen. They look for any reason, amen, to shoot people. Amen. My brother, me and my brother just talking about this man that just killed his neighbor. Now, he killed his neighbor because he thought the neighbor had vandalized his house down there by Houston, Texas, and never even talked to the man. Didn't ask him, and the man just got off from work, and he just killed the man.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Yes, sir, brother. Hey, that's what I said. Lord, have mercy. Can you imagine you just coming home from work? You just want to go home to your family. You just want to lay down and enjoy the rest of your day, and now somebody's chasing you, shooting at you. And then after they probably shot the man or whatever, he got out of his car and started running. And they ran the man down and shot him and killed him. Amen. But the man and his son are still on the loose. They steal it for him and his son. But the man's wife and daughter turned themselves in. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
This is the type of things that we are talking about. Amen, brother. But I'm going to get ready to come back to you. I'm just going to say a few more things. And then I'm going to come back.
Go ahead, brother.
Go ahead. That I have. Amen. Amen. All right, brother. Amen. Amen. All glory to the Most High. Amen. But we have to be praying for salvation. Amen. For these young people, for people out here, because the world is cold. People don't care. People care more about their stuff than a person's life. Amen. You can buy another house. You can buy another car. You can get more money. Amen. But people, the world is so cold that, man, people will kill you over a dime. Ain't that sad? I mean, when I was a kid, man, this woman, hey, it is sad, brother. This woman killed this man I couldn't remember if it was over a quarter or 50 cent or a dollar, just killing people over stuff. People are so prideful now. You hurt their feelings. People now, they get hurt easy. Feelings, they get all in their feelings. They get hurt so easily now. Amen. And all they care about is themselves. They want something for nothing. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. So we have to continue to pray for the world. Now, I'm going to share the scripture with you. Amen. Real
Go
quick.
Go ahead, bro.
Then I'm gonna bounce back to, but I got to share the scripture. I'm going to lay the foundation for it. This is what it says in Revelation, the 22nd chapter. It says, "For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie." Amen.
Yeah.
So what is the scripture saying here in Revelation, the 22nd chapter? Well, of course, it's referring to the lost. Amen. It's referring to those who did not what? Accept our Lord and Savior. Amen. They did not
Come
accept
on now.
Christ.
Come on
they
now.
They did not receive Christ. They denounced Christ. When you try to talk to them, again, they snit up their nose. There are poor people that have the nerve. Amen. Not saying that rich people should be able to, but no man should sneer their nose at the Lord and Savior. Amen. But at least, like they say, if I'm going to go out, I'm going to go out with a bang. I remember my dad used to say, if I'm going to be a sinner, I'm going to be the greatest sinner on earth. Amen.
That's right.
I'm going to be rich. I'm going to have money. I'm going to be in Vegas. I'm going to be doing the thing. Amen. I'm going to be all the way out there. He said, I'm going to have the blast before I go. Amen. I know that's right. Amen. So what he was saying, that it makes no sense to be a poor man and go to hell, amen, or the lake of fire. I kind of get what he was saying, amen, because it just don't
Come
make
on.
Sense that anybody want to go to the lake of fire. But amen, but if you're going to go, amen, you better go out with a bang, amen. I sure hate to be a poor man, have nothing in this life, and then spend all eternity in hell. But amen. But what the scripture is saying is, it says, "For without are dogs," amen. Is that talking about the cats and the dogs? Or the dogs that be fighting with the cats? No, that's not what it's talking about. It's talking about the unbelievers. Amen. That's what it's referring to, the unbelievers, those that have chosen to not be a part of the kingdom of heaven. They wanted nothing to do with salvation. They have turned their backs on God and chosen to serve the
Lord.
Amen, brother. You're right. Lord, have mercy. They have chosen to live for what? Amen. The fleshly lust of this life. Amen. This is what they have chosen. Amen. They've chosen to live for Satan and do the works of Satan. A lot of them have sold their souls to the devil. Amen.
Lord have mercy.
This is what the scripture is talking about. But you best believe, amen, that Christ is on his way back. Amen. I'm going to turn over to the brother. And I'm going to come back and hit you with some more of these scriptures, amen. Go ahead, brother. Go ahead, brother.
Hey, man. God bless you, brother. God bless you.
All glory
to the Most High. You're telling the truth, nothing but the truth. Amen. If it costs you your life, you're still going to tell the truth.
That's right. Amen.
When you mentioned hell, I think about the other day. Hell, how bad is hell? Is hell hot? Is it? Is it it's going to be? And the Bible said, well, I know one thing. The devil knows hell is going to be hot. He knows that. And
Amen.
When he gets to hell, he's going to be praying that the Lord forgive him for what he's done. That's how hot it is. And it's going to drive every sinner out of their minds over and over and over again. It's a pitiful place. It's a sad place. It's a hot place. It's a place of eternal judgment because you refuse to repent of your sins and give your life to Christ just to get a kick out of life and try to enjoy life. Men today are saying, I'm not worried about hell, man. The hell won't take care of itself. I'm going to party till I can't party no more. I'm going to party if it costs me my life. I'm going to party. I ain't thinking about no Christ. I'm not thinking about his blood. I'm not respecting his power. And so there's only one place you can go because that will not even come near heaven. No way. No sin. I'll say that again. No sin will ever ever enter the kingdom of God. No more. I mean, I don't know where people get this idea that they think they can get by with a whole lot of stuff they're doing and don't get recompensed for it, don't get judged for it. But there is a judgment for the wicked, and there's a judgment for the righteous. Right now, I'm concerned about the judgment of the wicked, the wicked. The wicked going to have to pay the rest of their life in eternal punishment. Hell is so hot that the devil wants God to forgive him of the rebellion that he's done, but it's far too late. And he knows that he's going to hell. He cannot be redeemed by the blood of Christ. He cannot be saved. He cannot be sanctified. He is doomed forever, and he don't care nothing about nobody.
It sure
and you know why the world is so full of sin? Because of people give themselves over to the devil. When you give yourself over to the devil and you continually sin, you continue lying, you continue telling folks you saved and ain't saved, you continue to do the old horrific things you said that you was doing before and you ain't never changed. You just went to the formality. A lot of church folks, like you say, that's going to be a broad way. A broad way, because I'm going to tell you something. God is saving people out of the world more than he's saving people that's going to church. He's saving people in prison signs. He's saving people in prisons. He's saving people on the street corner. God is going to the streets. People are going to the street ministry right now. It's booming. Why? Because people are hearing the gospel probably for the first time, and they're hearing it right, and they are tired of the life that they're living in. They're tired of doing the things that they're doing, and they want a new life, and they're willing to accept Jesus Christ by repenting of their sin. Hell is going to be hot, my friend. Broad is the way. The brother brought it up again. I have to bring it up again, because broad is the way that leads into destruction, and many go in thereat. The Bible in the book of Isaiah, the gates of hell is going to enlarge itself, herself. What do you mean? Is hell a her? No, hell is not a her, but you know something? More people, more women, more men are going to hell over sex.
Man.
People are going to hell over sex. They are taking sex as their heavenly party. And they're saying, I'm going to party till I get all I can get. I'm going to do every sin that I can think of. I'll go homosexual. I'll go lesbianism. I'll go sodomite. I'm going to go all the way that I can to get my fulfillment. So they know they're going to hell. They know they're going to hell. And they oh, my God. They know they're going to hell. Some preachers know they're going to hell, but they try to cover themselves. And the coronavirus, God brought it on. Thank you, Jesus. God brought it on until now. The mega ministry are begging the people to send them money. They're trying to get the congregation back. But God is not going to permit. Some of these false preachers are still in the pulpit, but God's going to bring them down. Because they've been lying ever since they was in the pulpit. They lying now, and they're going to be lying in hell. And, in hell. Why? Because they are telling a lie, because the devil has what? He has reprobated their mind. And you don't fool around with God for so long. You know God can take a whole lot. He can take more than I can. And he done took a whole lot from humanity for the last 6,000 years. He done let man make his choice. Man makes the wrong choice, but yet still God gives him grace. Christ came all the way down from the portals of glory to save humanity, and man is throwing it back in God's face and saying, we don't want Jesus Christ. We want Buddhism. We want Shintoism. We want Christian Science. We want Jehovah's Witness. We want the atheist. We want the agnostic. We want the Buddhism. We want Judaism. We want Shintoism. We want Mormonism. We're going to do what we want to do, and when we die, we want to go to heaven. But let me tell you something. You are deceiving yourself. You're deceiving your next-door friend, because no denomination, no occult. Will ever come near the kingdom of God, because one thing you got to have, the blood of Jesus Christ in your life. You've got to have the blood. Before you can live for God, you've got to have the blood of Jesus Christ in your life through the Holy Spirit. Because without the shedding of blood, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sin. There is no justification without the blood. There's no justification without the blood. There's no love without the blood. Come on now. What are you talking about? Where do you get this idea that you can talk to one of your buddies? Hey, man, hey, say, man, can you get me into glory? Can you, hey, man, preacher, man, can you pray for me? I don't care who it is. It can be the most fake gospel preacher that you can think of to pray for you. He's going to pray you right into hell, because the Bible says, Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man, no woman, no boy, no girl can get to the Father unless he come by Jesus Christ. And the world is saying, I got my own way. Well, your own way will take you to hell. If you want to know how hot hell it is, don't do it deliberately. Amen. But get you some water and let it heat up. Run from the faucet. Stick your finger in there for 1 second, 2 seconds, 3 seconds. See how much pain you can take out of that 3 or 4 seconds. I turned the shower on the other day, man, and I had the wrong switch on, and I stepped under that, man, that burnt me. I said, oh, Jesus. I had to calm the water down. But let me tell you, brother, sister, let me tell you, you don't want to go to hell. And Jesus proved more times hell exists than he did heaven. He spoke more about hell than he did heaven. Why did he do that? He done that to warn you. You don't want to go. God made a way that man could speak from hell. When he was cast into the hell, he saw Abraham and Lazarus in the bosom of Abraham, and he called out to Lazarus, Abraham, and tell Lazarus to come down here. Please come down here. He wasn't in the lake of fire. He was in hell. Well, there's he in hell, but he's not in the lake of fire, because you're going to be resurrected and then cast into the lake of fire. So when you die without Jesus Christ, you go directly to hell. Hell is a dark dungeon, hot place. And you don't have those sweat glands, because you can't sweat. You can't cry, because no tears. You're going to be crying out eternally for water. You're going to tell somebody that you know, because you go back to Earth's top side and tell all my relatives, all my kinfolk, please don't come down to this place. Please don't come. Whatever you do, don't come. But see, this is what people are heckling and jeffling out. They're making fun of it. They're telling God ain't going to put me in hell. No, he's too good. Man, yes, God is good. He's awesome. He loves you so much. But God can't stand one thing. He can't stand sin. He cannot tolerate sin. He cannot shake hands with sin. He cannot comprehend sin. He cannot compromise. He can't do it. He's a holy God. He's so holy that the moon, the stars, the cosmos is impure to his sight. What is man that thou should be mindful of him? He is a sinful creature. He's born in sin, shaped in iniquity, the mother conceived me. And the only way in the whole of the universe, the only way that man can be cleansed from all his sins, every low down, dirty, rotten thing you done in your life. You done whoremonger, you done cheated, you done play the hypocrite, you done lied, you done play gambling, you done gossip, you done did all that you can imagine to do, and nothing can clean you up. Nothing. You can go to the Buddha, you can go to the Methodist, you can go to the Fashionism, you can go to the Catholic, you can go to the Church of God in Christ, you can go to the Baptist Church. Ain't nobody in that church or in that congregation can cleanse you from your sin. The only place you can go is through the blood of Jesus Christ on the top of Mount Calvary. Golgotha's Hill, the hill of death, where Jesus Christ met death face to face. And he said, all right, death, what you got for me? And death said, we're going to put you under. And that's all right, because Jesus has already told the disciples, 3 days I'm going to lay down this body. And in 3 days I'm going to get up on the third day morning. And death said, I ain't paying no attention to that. That's a bunch of hall watch. Because death had took captive to all the patriarchs. He put Adam in the grave. He didn't get up. No. He put all the prophets in the grave. He put Ezekiel in the grave. And death came and swooped everybody off the face of the earth. And he said, now I'm the king of death. But he's not the king of death. Let me tell you, the one that can rule death is Jesus Christ. And death told us that when we put you down, we're going to hold you down. And we're going to hold you down, because if we hold you down, I can hold the throne. I can get on the... And that's what Satan's been wanting to do for the last 6,000 years. He's trying to get back to heaven. He's a lying one. There ain't no hobo in the heaven. You can't hobo your way. You got to stop by the cross. And they tell me Jesus was prayed for 3 days. 3 days. He was put in the grave in the heart of the earth and went to hell and preached to those in prison. And on the third day, woo, he got out of the grave with all power and heaven and earth in his hand and said, now I got the keys of death, hell, and the grave. And now Satan is pleading. He thinks he's a big shot. But he thinks he's undefeated. But he's been defeated ever since he was cast out of heaven. And now he wants to make his last dying. He ain't worried about himself. You know what he worried about? He worried about you. He worried about, if I can keep him from going to Calvary. Woo! If I can stop him down at the bitch joint. And then you go on in there. If I can stop him at the whorehouse. And then go in on in. Forget about the cross. If I can stop him from robbing somebody or murdering somebody, if I can stop him and keep him away from the cross, I got it. Because if you die without Christ, my friends, let me tell you, you can't go to heaven. You can't go to Timbuktu. Which, in the spirit of my life, wish you could go, but you can't go, because God, hey, man, prepared the devil, prepared hell for the devil and his angels. Now, if you want to be a child of the devil, you have a privilege. If you want to serve the devil, you have a privilege. If you want to serve Jesus Christ, you have a privilege. If you want to come to Jesus Christ and repent of your low-down, dirty stuff you've done, and I've done it too. I ain't no angel. I wasn't born with no silver spoon in my mouth. I wasn't born saved. I had to get saved just like anybody else. The only man man that was born without sin, that was my Savior, was Jesus Christ. Ain't no preacher, ain't no deacon, ain't no bishop, ain't no pope, ain't no false prophet. Amen, amen. Walking around sinless. The only way that I can get my soul saved is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ tomorrow, Jesus Christ forever, Jesus Christ throughout eternity. And the way to get to heaven is you got to repent. Repent means what? Turn from whoremongering. Turn from drinking. Turn from it. Be repentant. Be sorry for what you've done against a holy God. God is so holy, he has to have cherubims and seraphims around the throne saying, holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, eternally, holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty. He can see through anything. People think they can hide from God. You can't hide from God. You can't go nowhere God has already been. People try to do good deeds to try to hide their wrong deeds. You can't do it. You got to be washed in the blood of the Lamb. So what I'm saying, if you want to go anywhere, don't go to hell. Please, I plead to you. I earnestly plead to you. You can come to Christ just by a simple confession and a simple change of mind, a change of heart, to know that if you are lost and you don't know who Jesus Christ is, that God will convince you through the Spirit that you're on your way to hell. And you need to accept the Son, Jesus Christ. And the world is saying, majority of the world is laughing. The majority of the world is hoodwinking and jiving and shucking and jiving and trying to make a plea with God and let me in. I want to enjoy sin, but I want to enter the heaven. Because let me tell you this. If one sinner could enter the kingdom of God without being born again, check this out. he could only stay there about 3 seconds. He would say, no, I can't take this. It's too holy here. It's
Amen.
Too righteous here. It's too much love here. I can't do it. You got to send me to hell right now. I can't take it. And if I'm not talking about a good person. I'm talking about an unregenerated person.
Amen.
Could go to heaven. He not like it because he could not enjoy. You wouldn't know nobody. You wouldn't know Jesus Christ. You wouldn't know him to look at, and you wouldn't know who is who, because everybody up there is going to be holy, sanctified, righteous. It's going to be joy. It's going to be peace. There's going to be love. And people today, amen, talk about they go to heaven, don't love nobody. Can't love nobody. And thank God they're going to pat him on the back because they think they're doing something for God. You ain't doing nothing for God. You ain't doing nothing for God until you repent. And the world says, I'm not going to repent. In Revelation, it says, after all the judgments come upon the world in the last part of the tribulation, and man, it's going to be hell on earth. It's going
right,
to be
amen.
So much hell that God is going to say, I'm going to mix mercy and wrath. I'm going to bring wrath and I'm going to give you mercy. And the Bible tells me in Revelation, after they done went through all that, men still will not repent of their sin. That means
Lord have mercy.
They have been hardened by sin, and what sin does to your heart, it hardens your heart. The more you sin, the harder your heart gets. That's why
that's
the
right.
Bible tells everybody, remember now your Creator in the days of our youth. Don't wait till you get 80 years old. Don't wait till you get 70 years old. Don't wait till you get 20 years old. Don't wait till you get 5 years old. Get Jesus Christ as soon as you possibly can and tell your children, because you're responsible for their salvation, to tell them how you can escape the wrath of the Lord God Almighty, when they get age and accountability, because we do know there is an age of accountability that man is not man going to be responsible for, and that's between the ages of 12 on up. Amen. Because, listen, that's the Jewish says that you can be acknowledgeable of your sin. What did Paul say? Paul said, look, when I became of age, when I became to know the law, I died. What do you mean he died? That means he recognized that he was lost.
That's right.
And when you get the age of accountability, you know between the ages of 12 and 13, you start doing some things, ooh, yeah, that you know is wrong. Then you became the age of accountability. And it's all up to God. But we know infants, all babies that are aborted and cut out of women's wombs these days, because that's what they're doing. They're killing babies, all those souls that never got the age of accountability. When the rapture comes and when God takes the church, he's going to take all the infant babies. There ain't going to be one baby left on this earth, whether you're born in wedlock or out of wedlock. The baby
right.
is covered by the blood of Jesus Christ until they get the age of accountability. And God ain't going to wait for you to graduate to high school for him to come. He's coming any moment, any hour, any day. And that's why I say, young people, you better come on in. Because all these rock stars, they're dying going to hell. All these guys that talking about they got money and making money and doing all this stuff and enjoy life and everything, they're going to hell if they don't repent of their sins. And they're taking a lot of people with it, talking a lot of
right.
young people. All these, they're stripping themselves down and getting naked on the stage and doing burlesque shows and striptease joints. They say, man, girl, this is the life, darling. Ooh, I'm making $1,000 a night. Hey, man, giving my body over to sin and degradation. But let me tell you, all that's going to come to the end. And everyone that stands before the great white throne, good God Almighty, woo! Every soul that stands before the great white throne. Now, this is where it's going to be a drastic judgment, a judgment like never before. And God, chapter of Revelation, God is going to open up the books and find your name is not written in the Lamb's Book of Life. He said, and they picked him up and cast him into the lake of fire that burned with brimstone. Satan knows he done lost. Satan knows that he's doomed. Satan knows that he cannot be redeemed. but he don't want you to be redeemed, because you will be redeemed, and the only way you can be redeemed is by the blood of Jesus Christ. Since he's an anointed cherubim, and he took one-third of the angels. And let me tell you, Earth is looking for an invasion pretty soon, because there's going to be an invasion of demonic demons come to this earth. In the book of Revelation, the 12th chapter, the devil is getting ready to come down here. UFOs are demonic spirits, are fallen Nephilims, are demons that are getting ready to invade the earth. The government is going to announce next month, they're going to announce that they have been cordialating with alien beings. These alien beings is nothing else but fallen demons. Demons that cohabitated with the fallen race in the book of Genesis. The sons of God cohabitated with the daughters of men, and they begot Nephilim, giants, men of renown. These demons, these entities, these high birds are going to come down here and invade this planet, because God says, you don't want my Savior. You don't want my love. You don't want my mercy. Y'all want the devil. So God said, I'm going to give you the devil. I'm going to give you the Antichrist. I'm going to give you the false prophet. And I'm going to let you make your judgment on who you're going to choose. My friends, let me tell you, this tribulation period is right on our tail. It's right on. We're looking down a shotgun barrel, and it's getting ready to blow up. Middle East is getting ready to go into a World War III. Russia is getting ready, amen, and getting their armies ready, because they want the Middle East. They got the manpower. They got the artillery. And what they're going to do, they're going to try to invade the land of Israel. And that's where the book of Ezekiel says in the 38th and 39th chapter, where God Almighty is going to defend Israel from Russia. You hear me? Listen what the book of Ezekiel says. It says, God and Magog, Meshach and Tubal, I'm going to come down on the land of Israel. And God said, I'm going to have a fury up in my nostril, and I'm going to stomp my feet, and I'm going to set myself. I'm going to sanctify myself, because for 6,000 years, mankind have tried to dethrone God. Mankind have tried to degrade God. Mankind has tried to deny God. God has said, now I'm going to prove vividly, shake the heavens and the earth, that men and the fishes of the sea will actually get sick and die of this earthquake that I'm going to cause when a Russia comes up on my people. Because when you touch Israel, you touch the apple of mine eye. My friends, don't let nobody fool you. The Bible is being fulfilled today. And let me tell you something. Get ready, because we're getting ready to step into eternity pretty soon. God, brother, go ahead and take it on in, brother.
Amen, brother. I'm back. Amen. I was kind of out there for a minute. Amen. Amen. But all glory to the Most High. Amen. Amen. So we're going to go back over to, amen, what I was talking about. Revelation, the 22nd chapter. Amen. The brother said something that, once again, stuck out. The brother said how it's going to be sad. How he said, hell and the lake of fire. The lake of fire is a sad. Amen. The book of Enoch talks about his experience when he was taken to the realm of where the lake, what hell is, and the lake of fire. Because we know how the Bible talks about there's a gulf. And also in the book of Enoch, it talks about the same thing, how there's a gulf fixed. It's a separation. But the lake of fire is another place. And he saw, he said he saw the place where there were some angels bound into the great judgment. So, so those angels are bound there waiting to be judged. And what are they waiting for? They're waiting to be judged. And after that, they're going to be cast where? Into the lake of fire. And so he said that place is such a sad place, such a sad place. The angel was asking Enoch, and Enoch told him to take him away from there because it was so such a sad place, because the angel answered him and told him that this place is reserved. And Enoch described the place. He said the place was so wide, left or right. He looked, it was so wide that the place where the lake of fire is so wide. He said it's so deep Lord have mercy. He said, it's such a bad place. And he asked the angel to take him from that place. And when you say that, there's going to be a sad place, Lord have mercy. It's going to be a place that's unknown to you. You're going to long for your bread. You're going to long for your home, the comfort of this life, the things that you remember. You're going to long for family and friends, the love that you once received, the love of those who were kind and good to you, the believers, us. You're going to long for those things that you were familiar with. But as the brother said, you're going to remember every deed that you did, that you're judged off of. Every evil thing will be brought back to your memory that you did, every evil deed. And the opportunity that you have right now as you listen to us, many people take it for a joke. Many people take it lightly. We talk to people. They snare their nose. They don't believe that there's a God. They don't believe that they said this is a fairy tale. This is a joke. Oh, man, you believe in that mess? I've heard just about, probably heard it all just about.
But I know you did.
Amen, brother. Amen. We know. And we are so grateful every day of our lives for our salvation. I'm not better than
sir.
You. The brother's not saying that he's better than you. We are sinners saved by the grace of God.
Grace
because
of God.
His grace,
grace
and his mercy. Amen. His grace. He's allotted me, amen, opportunity to be with him for all eternity. The only difference
all
between me is amen. Amen. The only difference is that we have taken him up on this opportunity. And I am so grateful and glad that the Most High has granted us this opportunity. And I have adhered to the call of my salvation. For my name is written in the book of life, the Lamb book of life. Your name can be written there too. He's waiting on you. The angels are waiting on you. Your name is there, but we don't want your name to be blotted out. Cross that.
That's right, brother.
Lord, have mercy. Amen. Lord, have mercy. For when he begins to judge,
have mercy.
If your name is not found there, amen, you will be blotted out. We don't want you to be blotted out. And we're not begging. We are pleading. We just want you to receive salvation because we know what's
amen.
Coming. We know by the Spirit and the Holy Spirit that reveals to us how horrible hell is, how horrible and really the lake of fire, because Enoch described that there was a place much worse than hell. He said that hell was much worse than, he said that the lake of fire is much worse. And he said that second place was worse than the first place, which the first place was hell. The second place, which was worse, was the lake of fire.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Amen. The furnace is ready. Amen. It's just waiting on its recipients. Amen. We don't want you
Lord,
to be lost. We love you so much. We want you to be saved. We want you to receive salvation before it's too late. As the brother said earlier, there are people in hell right now wishing that they can go back and tell their family and friends, all the people that they had fun with, all the people that they slept with and partied with, don't come here. Whatever you do, don't come here. They want to tell their children. They want to turn. They want to tell their parents. They want to tell even their very enemies, whatever you do, don't come to this place. Repent and be saved before it's too late. Amen, brother. Amen. Repent and be saved before it's too late.
Yes.
Because these realms are real. Can't see them here because we are in the flesh. We can't see these places. Amen. So we don't want you to be lost. As the scripture said, we were talking about for without are the dogs. And we talked about the dogs earlier. So I'm going to give you another scripture. We're going to go over to Philippians, the third chapter. We're going to look at verse 2. It says in Philippians, the third chapter, verse 2, it says, beware of dogs. Amen. Is it talking about the dogs that fight with the cats? Amen. It is not talking about the dogs that fight with the cats. It is talking about the evildoers. Now watch what it says. It says, beware of dogs. Then it references them again. Beware of evil workers. Beware of concision. And that's who the dogs are. Not actual dogs that walk on walk on all fours. But it's talking about people. Is referring to unbelievers as dogs. Amen. Don't be a dog. Amen. Be a believer. Amen.
Believe
don't be of evil workers. That's right, brother. But we want you to be what? Saved. We want you to receive salvation. Amen. It says, for we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit. Amen. It's by the Spirit. Amen. And rejoice in Christ. Amen. Yahshua, Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh. See, he just told you there that we have no confidence in the flesh. See, people have confidence in the natural. I don't believe in God. Ain't no such thing as God. All the earth wasn't created by God. They have confidence in this flesh, confidence in man. See, we don't have confidence in man. Now, if you go back over to the Revelation, the 15th chapter, it talks about, for without other dogs and sorcerers, there are actually sorcerers and witches on this earth that work for Satan.
Yes,
you got the people who do tarot cards, who say that they can predict your future. I see all these people, man, these people talk about naturalism, amen. I ran to two young ladies just the other day talking about, stuff for the spirit and for the soul, but they were married to each other. And this is the type of thing that they are into, sorcery and witchery, witchcraft. They talk about these types of things, and you have to be very careful. People have bought so much into this witchcraft and sorcery. The men with men and women with women. Amen. The fallen angels taught the men and women these different things long time ago, back in ancient times. And there was always men who desired that type of lifestyle. Amen. But the fallen angels have taken it to another level. And this is why the angels told Enoch, amen, that they have been bound. Those angels want to be loose right now, but they are not. Their face are covered, and they are bound. Just like Satan's going to be bound, him and his other angels, they're going to be bound at the very end and cast into a bottomless pit. Right now, them angels are on the earth, and they have been cast into a pit, and their face is covered until the day of judgment. Amen. They can't communicate. Amen. They've been sealed, meaning they cannot communicate spiritually. Amen. With these people who are witches and sorcerers who communicate with evil spirits and communicate with the devil, they cannot. Amen. They cannot reach out to certain angels because these angels have a seal on them, the same as that Satan and the other angels are going to have in the end time. But in this scripture, it said that these types of people, these sorcerers, these witches, amen, they're walking the earth, and they like everyday people. They don't like the witches that you grew up as a kid, that they dress up in Halloween in black suits and with these little hats. That was back in the medieval time that they probably did look like that. But this day and time, the witches look different. They wore clothing just like you and I, and they look like everyday people. They blend in. The sorcerers, they blend in. These people work in Hollywood. They work for the Illuminati. They work for these people who run the world. These are your sorcerers and your witches. Amen. They are without. They will not see the kingdom of heaven. These people like to talk about God as if they believe in the one and only true God. Don't be fooled. See, brothers and sisters, they don't believe in the one and only true God. And you have to be careful who you listen to. These people will act like they'll use the Bible and they'll quote scriptures. Amen, because it sounds good. They speak motivational speeches. You have to be careful who you listen to. Amen. They use the Bible.
Yes, sir.
This is what Christ gave to John to warn those of us who read from the scriptures. Amen. To make sure that we are rightfully dividing the word. We who are the preachers and teachers who are preaching the rightfully divided word, that we reach as many souls as we can before it is too late. Amen. Now watch what it says in Revelation, the 22nd chapter, verse 10. Then it talks about the whoremongers. Who are the whoremongers? These are the people. Amen. The brothers talked about it earlier. He said these are the people who like to have orgies and porn stars and people who are out to prostitutes. Men and women prostitute their bodies out, and they have not repented of their sins. They don't believe that there's a God. When you talk to these type of people, they don't want to hear nothing about God. In fact, it disgusts them that you would even come to them and dare talk to them about their lifestyle And there are people that have these little secret parties, man. You have to be careful out here. These people will get you and drug you, and you don't know what was a man have been and slept with.
Come
you
on, tell
that you going to see with a woman, and they just sit up here that they have your body, and they'll be doing all kind of things with you, men and women. That's what these men be doing. This is sorcery and witchcraft when they come up with these different pills. What you think this stuff is? They call it medicine. It ain't it's sorcery and witchcraft that they get these herbs to drug you and take advantage of you, take advantage of young men and women. Because why? They want to take advantage of your youth, your newness. They want to rape you and take advantage of you and have men sleeping with you. And then when they're done with you, they'll throw you away like an old piece of meat. Amen. You got to be careful. Amen. They're doing this to many young men and women. You have to be careful out here. That's why it's important that you walk with the Spirit, that you accept Christ. Because, see, when you walk with the Spirit and you walk with God, man can't just put his hands on you. Amen. Your Holy Heavenly Father. Amen. They can't just, man just can't touch you. See, can't nobody touch you when you're a child of God. They got to get permission from the Most High God to touch you.
Amen.
God don't give them permission to touch you.
Amen.
You best believe I don't care who they are, what type of position and presidency they hold, or politics or whatever, policiality or politicians or whatever position or military that they hold, they cannot touch you. I don't care how evil or even how good they are. Because you are a child of the King, they cannot touch you without the Holy Spirit allowing them to. Amen. He protects his own. Amen. This is why it's so important, family, that you receive salvation, that you receive the Holy Spirit. Because when you truthfully walk with God, I'm not talking about this fake stuff. I'm talking about the real deal. Amen. When you believe, when you confess with your mouth and believe with your heart, and you believe, amen, as a believer, the devil just can't touch you. This is why the devil, that's why they don't bother us. But the Bible said that these powers are not what? They're not after those of us with good works, but they are what? After those that are what? Wicked.
Yeah.
The people who have denied God that are walking out here in the flesh. Amen. See, he can touch them. He can do what he wants with them because they have refused God. And so he has taken their bodies and human sacrifice in their bodies and taking them these kids that parents have neglected God and refused to hear to God. Why we have to be praying for children and praying for kids and praying for the little ones if they don't have a parent or somebody that's praying for them. Amen. Because the Bible says, the prayers of the righteous, what, availeth much. It's important that we are praying for people. Amen. Because when you are just walking out here in the world, they can kidnap you and take your organ and harvest your body.
Oh, my God. My God. Tell
it. Amen. And just take your body and just throw it to the wolves. Amen. Your body is gone. You're dead. And they have just sacrificed you. Human sacrifice and just drinking your blood.
Yes,
amen.
Sir.
Amen. So this is what the scripture is talking about. It says the whoremongers and who? The murderers. You see how all this scripture, how this call come together? First it talks about the dogs. Who are the dogs of the unbelievers? So everybody that's under the unbelievers fall up under sorcerer, whoremongers, murderers, idolaters. These are the people who love the flesh. Amen. And make it what? A lie. They love a lie. They don't love the truth. They don't like what we're teaching and preaching on this earth. Yeah, they say, we don't want to hear that mess. Like the brother said earlier, every time we don't want to hear, they call this junk. Amen. But we know it ain't junk. This is what? Deliverance.
Ooh,
you know, this is life that we speak. Amen. We preach life and life eternal. Devil and the fallen angels hate to hear us preach the truth. That's why when we preach the truth, the world don't want to hear it. They hate when we talk
no,
when
don't
we hear. Preach the truth. They don't want to hear it. They want us to shut up and be quiet. Right now, they trying to shut us up. Amen. They don't want us to teach the truth. They don't want to hear the truth. Why?
No.
They want to continue in sin. They want to continue in idolatry. That's worshiping the devil, worshiping the world and the same false idols, false gods. Amen. And there are murderers out here sacrificing kids, kidnapping kids and killing them, raping them and killing them. And just young boys and young girls, amen. They don't care sacrificing. Those are the murders. This is what the scripture is talking about. It's talking about the new heaven and the new earth will be without these people, amen. They will be a fire and brimstone for forever, for all eternity. Because why? They have chosen not to repent of their sins. Amen, brother. I'm going to turn it back over to you. I'm going to come back and hit it some more.
That's right,
amen.
Brother. That's right. You're putting the nail in the wood.
Amen.
You're putting the nail in the wood. Right. The word of God is the hammer, and you're putting the word in the wood, and nobody can make no excuses, not knowing.
Amen.
God loves us so much that he was willing enough. And this is what the world has forgot. This is what the preachers are not preaching today. They don't realize that when God saw the man that failed a long way. Man come fell a long way from the Garden of Eden. You look at the world today, see condition of the world, that's a long fall. That's way down at the bottom of the barrel. And by Lucifer causing man to turn on God, brought manhood down to the bottom of the barrel. But God loved the world so much, he came, and he came all the way down here to scrape whatever at the bottom. He was able to scrape it up, and the only way that he was able to scrape it up was through the cross. That was the only
way. Right.
The theologians, the eschatology, the philosophers and theologians, I want to let you know out there, those that call themselves a smart person, there was no other way that God could redeem man. No other way. All the cherubim, the teraphims, the seraphims, the archangels, and all of them could not do what God could do. And that was, God was the only deity. He was the only God in heaven.
Amen.
And in earth. And as small as I am, and insignificant as I am, the devil is crazy in the first place. He's bold. He's simple. He don't have the sense that he was created with. Otherwise, he'll never try to overthrow God. He deceived himself, and he thought he could do something that was impossible to do, but by his deceiving itself by his beauty and his charisma and his position, he thought that he could actually, now listen, dethrone God, the one that spoke him into existence. And I might say comprehend God spoke. And when he spoke, Lucifer appeared. And when he appeared, God gave him positions in heaven to guard his throne and to direct the heavenly choir and all the angels and to give them a music talent. And that music talent was in Lucifer because he was a music box. He know every note. He can make a dead dog get up out of the grave, but the sound. He knows how to hit that guitar, hit that drum. He knows all that stuff. And when he came to earth in the rebellious state and the fallen angel, he brought all that stuff with him. And now man is taking music as worshiping God, and it's not worshiping God, it's worshiping Satan, because that's what he gets a lot of people to, a lot of music, backward music, all kind of dirty music, all kind of lustful music, and he uses that. And by him falling, he brought it to earth, and people will try to put it in the church, and you can't put that stuff in the church and sing about it because it's diabolic. The only thing you can sing in the church, listen to me, the only thing you can sing in the church that God will approve of is the blood. If you ain't singing the blood, you ain't got no church. If you ain't rejoicing over the blood, you don't know nothing. If you call yourself preaching the gospel and you leave the blood out, you're damned. Because without the shedding of the blood, there is no remission of sin. But you got to realize what God went through. What God went through 4,000 years before 4,000 years ever came up. He had a plan, and that plan was to bring salvation to man because of his fall. And Satan says, I am going to stop this fellow. I'm going to stop this Messiah. I'm going to stop this ruler. I'm going to stop this man. Because if he gets down here, I'm going to kill him anyway. And see, God already had that plan. He knew he was going to die. He knew he was going to suffer. And he didn't sit on the throne and say, well, I'm thinking about it. He said, I'm going to go down. I'm going to go down and redeem man. That's the main reason. That's the main, woo! That's the main reason Christ came. Out of all 9 planets in the universe, and probably more than that, I ain't got time to count them. All the planets that's in the universe, he chooses Earth because that's where he put man. And the Earth was made to be inhabited. And God wanted to inhabit his creation because he was made in the likeness and image of God, because after this is all over, God is going to live on through eternity and increase. Increase. It's going to never cease to not to increase. You're talking about heaven. Woo, man, old day. You're talking about eternity. You're talking about eternal peace. You're talking about eternal joy. You're talking about eternity and everything that's going to be in God's order and not Satan.
Right.
Satan ain't going to have nothing to do with it. And God said, now, if I don't go down and redeem man and let him live, everybody will go to hell. Somebody got to go down. And then in the book of Hebrews, the Hebrew writer says, if thou will prepare me a body, I'll go down and redeem man. And Satan already said, oh, no, he coming down there and talking about redemption. You talk about redemption to the devil, boy, his knees knocked together. And he said, no, if he do come down there, I got my cohorts, I got my angels. We are going to stop him at Calvary. We're going to stop this dude. He's coming, talking about coming down and redeem man. And Satan knew, said, now, ain't no way he can redeem man. How are he going to redeem man? But see, Satan didn't know this, that God had a blood system. God
right.
had a blood system. And that blood system was brought in force through Mary. Because it wasn't by Mary birthed that child. It wasn't by man. It wasn't by flesh. It wasn't by an ordinary man. This here blood system was orchestrated by God himself. Because
That's
God
right.
had his own blood system. And his blood system is holy. 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 Nothing evil can stand against it. Nothing can overthrow
right.
it. Nothing can this mountain, nothing can take its power, because the blood of Jesus Christ will never lose its power.
Right.
God himself, almighty God. And he did it for humanity. And when he came down here, they did not have a welcome committee for him. He came down here not just to walk on the water or cast out devils or do the miracles that he did. He came down here for one reason, and that was to die for the sins of the world. And
right.
in that death, it was the most horrible death that a man could die, and that was beating, kicking, spit on him. Do all that you want to do. Put everything that you, all your sins on him. And the sin causes Jesus' death. My sin caused Jesus to die. The sins of the
right.
whole world caused Jesus to die. Oh, my
right.
God, listen. And it got so heavy on him. It got so heavy on Jesus Christ, God's son, God himself. He said, Father, if it's your will, can you let this cup pass from me? What was
Amen.
Jesus playing? Jesus playing in the human form, in the human anatomy. If it's another way that
mm-hmm.
I could go and redeem man from sin, let me take that road. Not
right.
my will, but your will be done. And God, good God Almighty, look
mm-hmm.
at me. Look. And God talked to himself and said, let thy will be done. And they came and got him out of the Garden of Gethsemane. And from that point, They tried to kill him before his time, but they couldn't do it. They tried to throw him over a cliff. They tried to call him and say he wasn't, you don't have a father. You're a bastard. Where's your father at? He said, Jesus Christ said, you see me, you see the father. That's all. Get out of here. We don't want him. Get out of here. And they tried to stone him. But when they got him in the Garden of Gethsemane, he got so sore, Lord, let your will be done. And when he got up from that, they came and got him in the Garden of Gethsemane. And the first thing they started off, who is he? What is he? And Judas, the betrayer, didn't point out to him. He didn't go out and pat him on the shoulder. He said, the one I kiss. He deceived him with a kiss. What I want to say about that, everybody that kiss you don't mean that they love you.
Amen.
Right. Everybody that pat you on the back don't mean I love you. Everybody that smile in your face don't mean they love you. I'm telling you now, Jesus Christ knew exactly who was going to betray him, and he didn't stop him one bit. He said, whatever you got to do, Judas, go and do it quickly. And when they found out who Jesus was, they grabbed him, and they drug him to the judgment hall and judged him all night long. And the next day, they took him out to the judgment hall, and they took him and put him on a pinnacle and put him on a pole, and they took a whip called cat nine tails with glass and metal, and they whipped him. They whipped him. They cut his back open. I wish you could have seen it. It would have caused you to run. It would have caused you to break down. Anybody. It would cause anybody to break down and see what they did to Jesus Christ. See what they did to God's Son. See what they did to God in the flesh. God gave himself up, all that he had. And if you would ask God, Lord, could you find somebody else to go play? And the Lord said, I can't. I'm self-existent. I'm the only one that got that kind of power to redeem mankind. And he came all the way down through 42 generations, and he suffered on that cross like never before until, guess what happened? The moon had high blood pressure and turned red. The sun was embarrassing and went out. He hung on there for 3 o'clock in the morning, from 9 o'clock in the morning, hung on a cross for 6 long hours, and they stretched him until the blood was streaming down and the cuts inside of his wrist. They a lot of people that has a controversy with what did they nail him in his hand or they nailed him in the wrist. The spirit of my mind tells me they nailed him in his wrist because those are the only two strong points of your body that could hold maybe a 160-pound man, a 170-pound man on the cross. And I ain't saying Jesus was no short man. He was tall because he grew in stature. So he was a heavy-set man. He was a man. And him being a man, he had the body weight. And they pulled him and laid him down on the cross. That's what he did. They took some rusty nails, some long nails, and drove them spikes through his hand. And every rain, the first two rains, you couldn't hit nothing to it. But when it hit that wood, they tell me they knew that nail had hit the wood and hell began to shake like jello. Heaven began to quiver, and the angels had to prune their wings, and they had to draw back into eternity just a little bit because the persecution that he was taking, no other man could take the punishment that he took. And then he said, Father, forgive them. Forgive that whoremonger. Forgive that liar. Forgive that racist. Forgive that Ku Klux Klan. Forgive that NAACP. But forgive that Baptist. Forgive that Methodist. I ain't talking about denominations. I'm talking about salvation. Salvation through Jesus Christ and him only. He was the one that was nailed on Calvary. He was the one that cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? It was he that said, I thirst, and they gave him vinegar, and he said, I don't want it. And they tell me, he's the one that said, it is finished. He's the one that said, from this day, you shall be with me on paradise. He preached the sermon on the cross of love. That one thief caught on, and when he caught in, he said, will you remember me? He saved the man from the cross. And he said, from this day you shall be with me in paradise. And the other man, he rejected him as being Lord of lords and King of kings. And he hung in the sun for 6 long hours. Listen to me. He did this for you and I. He did it all for you and I. that we could believe on the blood sacrifice. And he dropped his head between the locks of his shoulder and gave up the ghost and said, it is finished. You can't add nothing to it, and you can't take nothing out of it. He dropped his head, and they put him in the grave. Put him in the grave, and the disciples said, well, let's go back fishing. We're done with this now. Hey, there ain't nothing we can do. He said he was going to get up in 3 days and 3 nights. But, ain't never a man in history. Look, never a man in history, God man. Never in the midst of raise himself from the dead. Come on now. Houdini tried to be the impossible to do impossible escapes. And one time he did not escape. But his Jesus Christ, Son of the Living God, had more than a chain on him. He had the sins of the whole round world up on him, and he laid it on him until his blood was streaming down. And you could see the back part of his muscles and sinews. You could see the bone where they had whipped him. You see his face where he had brutally disfigured his face, that the Bible said men would not desire to look upon him because he had no comeliness. Good God Almighty. And then he laid him in the grave. In 3 days and 3 nights he stayed in the heart of the earth and preached to those in prison. And on the third day morning, he got up. They tell me the hospitals wasn't there. The paraplegic wasn't there. The wheelchair wasn't there. Nobody was there. But they tell me an angel came back and rolled his stone and outburst the power of God. Jesus Christ resurrected himself from the grave and said, now I got all power in heaven and earth in my hand, and I'm going back to heaven. When I go back to heaven, I'm going to send some power from on high. And that power exists today. And that's what believers, born-again believers, that know what it is to have the power of the Holy Ghost empowered in your life. And when you've got the Holy Ghost empowered in your life, you become a changed person. And that changed person is able to confess, Lord Jesus Christ, you are my Savior. You are my hope. You are my joy. And I'm going to serve you all the days of my life. And when I don't, and when the world seems like they don't get, I'm still going to serve you. Jesus Christ did all that for me. And they nailed his feet to the ground. And on the cross, that shed blood. And it's still shed abroad. It still has power today. My friends, whether you're a liar or a whoremonger, whether you're a lesbian, or I don't care what you are, Jesus Christ did all that for you. He did it for me. So that you wouldn't have to go to hell and pay for your own sins. Because if you pay for your own sins, the brother and I was trying to tell you, you don't want to go to hell.
That's right.
You want to believe if you miss heaven, you're going to wish. Oh, Mr. Elder, why didn't you express it a little bit more? Please don't go. Come to the cross. Come, and I guarantee you my life, if you accept Jesus Christ, you will never turn your back on him. You may backslide, but let me tell you, God will never turn his back on you because he said, I am married to a backslider. You still mine. You still been washed in the blood. But Satan is trying to recaptivate you. He's trying to get your soul back. But let me tell you, I hear the brother say, nobody can touch my soul. Nobody can touch my soul but Jesus Christ. Satan can't touch my soul. The world can't touch my soul. The problems and sisters and problems I have and the backlog I have and the discipline can't touch my soul, because my soul is preserved in Jesus Christ forever. Why wouldn't you want to die and go to hell? Instead, you can die and go to heaven through Jesus Christ. Don't go to hell by Satan, because you go to hell by Satan. You go to heaven through Jesus Christ. That don't let the church remember. If you don't go to church, if you've never been to church, don't worry about that. Come to the cross. People are going to church, but they ain't never been to the cross. And if you ain't been to the cross, you just have a form and formality. If you never had a divine experience, exploding power of baptism of the Holy Ghost in your life, you ain't doing nothing. You're just going through the motions. You're talking with your lips, but your heart is far from you. My friends, the focal point of your salvation is the cross. The tribulation period, the cross will still be here. The blood will still be able to save people. But those that know Jesus Christ will be excommunicated to heaven by the cross. No cross, no crown. You need Jesus Christ. You need Jesus Christ right now. As the brother comes back, I want to give him an extra 3 minutes just before we close. I'm going to give him 5 minutes now. When he comes back, I'm going to give him another 5 minutes. I'm going to try to play this song for you. But he's going to offer you salvation through Jesus Christ. And you know there's no other way. If you don't know no other way, you know it now. There's no other way. God didn't have no other way to redeem man but by himself. And he did it himself through his son, Jesus Christ. And he shed blood. Brother, go ahead and take it.
Amen, brother. Amen. Good word. Amen. Amen. As you know, just like I know, brother, there's not ever enough time. Amen. But we do what we while we can. Amen. For the Bible says that while there's day, amen, work while it's day, for when it's night, no man shall work. Amen.
You work.
We are grateful for this opportunity. But, brother, I'm grateful for you and your spiritual wisdom and knowledge, and I thank you for sharing with me, amen, and have me to be a part of your ministry, amen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because all we want to do is further the word of God, and we want to spread the word of God and spread ministry, spread truth, and spread righteousness, amen, because it is so important,
amen,
we get closer and closer to the return of Christ. We cannot, amen, lay down, amen. We must continue to fight the good fight, amen. I know that Satan comes against us, especially those of us who are preaching the truth. Amen. It's like, amen, there's such a battle. Amen. But just like my brother used to say,
yes,
if you're talking about a bunch of nonsense, amen. If you're talking about a bunch of nonsense, it seems like, man, people gather from miles around. They gather and want to hear what you got to say. But when you start preaching and teaching the truth, amen, and Christ said this, amen, amen. They didn't believe him. He said, so why should they believe us? Amen. But
all right.
Nonetheless, amen, our job is to preach the truth no matter what. I remember a time when I
no
was preaching and witnessing to this brother. He told me after I got through talking to him about salvation, he said, well, you hadn't convinced me of anything. I said, brother, my job is not to convince you. My job is to simply tell the truth to you whether you receive it or not. Amen. Because this day will come back up to you. If you don't get saved and repent, you will see it again because Christ is going to bring into your remembrance if you don't repent and get saved before you pass and leave this world, because we know that he's going to, judgment day is going to come, and he's going to raise those that are out of hell, who have been in hell until waiting for judgment. He's going to raise them out of hell, and they're going to come before the great right throne judgment before the Christ himself and the Heavenly Father. And you got to be judged of all your works in this life. Everything that you did will be judged. Amen.
Yes,
and so with that being said, amen, we want you to receive salvation. I do have some more, but we're going to save it for next week. Amen. We just want to give them. Before I get back over to the brother, we want to open up the doors of the church, amen, like we usually always do.
Right.
We want to talk about how can you be saved. We see so many people talking about the return of Christ on social media, but you got to tell people how to get in. Amen. It's one thing to tell people about the event, but if you don't tell them how to get into the event and what they need to get into the event, they ain't going to be able to get in. Amen. So it don't matter what's going on. Amen. If it's a concert going on, if it's a church event, or if it's a new movie coming out, well, you know, you got to know the specifics. Amen. To get in.
Amen.
And that's what we're doing. We want to let you know how to get into heaven. Amen. I remember when I was growing up all these years until I learned over 20 years ago about the plan of salvation. And when I learned about salvation and how it works, people always tell you about Christ. People always tell you about the benefits of being a Christian or a believer, the benefits of going to heaven and how beautiful heaven was. But nobody really talked about or told me to get into heaven. They told me, you know, the explanation of getting in was to live right. You have to be without sin. Well, if you say that, that sounds so unattractive to so many people because in their mind, they're thinking, well, how can I be without sin because sin is all around me. All I want to do is live in the flesh, and the flesh feels good. The flesh is good. That's all that you know. But if you don't teach people that he loves you, see, that's where we got to start first. The Bible says tell the truth and then tell the truth in love. So we got to start with love first and let them know that God loves you. And because he loves you, he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And that salvation is through believing and not through works, least any man could boast. Amen. I had a pastor try to tell me that he don't sin. I said, brother, be careful what you're preaching if you're telling people that don't sin, because we know according to the word that everybody's sin. He tried to tell me that he didn't sin. I said, brother, you saying something that's misleading and misguiding a lot of people, amen? Because Paul said in Romans, the third chapter, verse 9, he says, what then? Are we better than they? He's talking about those of us that believe versus those who are unbelievers. No, we're not better than the unbelievers. He says, no, in no wise. He says, in no way, in any type of wisdom, are we better than those that are unbelievers. He says, for we have before proved that both Jews and Gentiles, that they are what? All. He didn't say some. He didn't say had. He didn't say those that believe. He said that we are all under sin. He says in verse 10, he says, as it is written, meaning that in the scriptures, since the times of ancients, since the time of Moses, since Moses was given the Ten Commandments, since the Bible was written, he says, there is none righteous. Now, wait a minute. No, not one. And he says, none righteous. That means whether you are a believer or unbeliever, whether you're in the world or not in the world, you are not righteous. We are only found righteous through the Holy Spirit, and because we have become one with God, and now we are righteous. Now we are saved through salvation, because now we have become one with God, and that's what makes us righteous. Not Tim himself. Ain't nothing good about Tim. Only except the fact that I've received salvation, and that's what makes me good, because I've received salvation and I've chosen salvation. Now, real quick, amen, Romans 10, 9, and 10, we want you to receive salvation. If you want to become saved, all you have to do is confess your sins, and he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. I just read to you 1 John, the first chapter, verse 9, if you confess our sins. And that's where it's at. Amen. We want you to become saved. Again, the plan of salvation, which is Romans, the 10th chapter, verses 9 and 10, receive salvation today so that we may see you and be with you for all eternity in the heavens. Amen, brother. Back over to you. Amen. Thank you, brother.
God bless you. Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
I want to come in with this song, if you can hear it. It's Frank Williams singing the Old Rugged Cross. I hope you can hear it. I want those that's out there to listen to this song. Amen. This is where your salvation comes from. This is what Jesus Christ done 2,000 years ago. Amen. You're going to go out with this song. We'll see you next week. Confess with your mouth. Repent of your sins. Confess with your mouth that the Lord Jesus Christ, and God raised him from the dead. And the Bible said, thou shalt be saved.
Amen.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, dear. Lamb of God.
Oh, yeah.
Lamb